There is nothing more precious than the Word of God. In Psalm 19, David says that the Word is to be desired more than the finest gold. In Psalm 12, verse 6, he goes further and says the words of the Lord are pure words, like silver purified in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. The Bible is precious and pure, and running through the Bible like a golden thread is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Welcome to Gospel Talk with Pastor Wes Bradenhoff. We're glad you tuned in this afternoon as we savor the riches of God's holy, inspired, and infallible Word. It's our hope that this brief time of teaching and reflection will give you a richer, deeper knowledge of that Word and the God who gave it. Here's our pastor and teacher, Wes Bradenhoff.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Gospel Talk. As always, I'm glad that you've joined me as we dive into God's Word once again and consider these great and wonderful truths of the Gospel. Well, this week on Gospel Talk, we're looking at the book of Acts. We're just starting a little bit of a series, going through this book, checking out some of the key passages, finding out what we can there about our Lord Jesus and what he continued to do and to teach. Well, today we're going to look at Acts chapter 2, 1-4, and what happens at Pentecost. Well, let me begin by reading those verses with you. So this is Acts 2, verses 1 through 4. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. You know, a lot of times Christians will speak about the Lord Jesus. That's, of course, a good thing. After all, he's the one who's saved us from our sins. He's changed our lives. He's done so much for us. But isn't it curious that a lot of times Christians don't speak very much about the Holy Spirit? He tends to be ignored. You know, when we talk about the Trinity, we refer to the Father, the Son, and then the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is always last when we speak about the Trinity. And this is really too bad because we really need the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit in our lives, it would be impossible for us to be Christians. The Holy Spirit, he lives in all of us who believe. And what does he do? What is his function? Well, the Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit creates faith in our hearts. And once faith is there, he keeps that faith going and he strengthens it. He nourishes it. The Bible also tells us that the Holy Spirit makes our prayers perfect. And he does other things besides. But I think you can see already that we truly need the Holy Spirit. We need him. And we can praise God for the Holy Spirit and his work in us and for us. In our passage for this afternoon, Acts 2, 1-4, we read about the time that the Holy Spirit was poured out on the church. After the Lord Jesus ascended into heaven, the believers kept on meeting together. They would have meetings where they would pray and they would encourage each other. And one of these meetings was 10 days after the Lord Jesus had gone up into heaven. It was on a special Jewish feast day called Pentecost. Pentecost was one of the three big feast days for the Jews. Many Jewish people would come to Jerusalem to celebrate the beginning of the harvest from the grain fields. And on that special day, the believers were meeting together in a room. And all of a sudden, they heard a sound like a mighty wind. They saw something that looked like tongues of fire. And then all of a sudden, they started speaking in different languages, foreign languages. And these were languages that they didn't otherwise know. Now, that was a very special time. The Holy Spirit had come and he had filled them up. He had been poured out upon them. How did they know that it was the Holy Spirit? Well, all of those things that happened would have made them think about the Holy Spirit and what the Bible says about him, particularly what the Old Testament said. In the Old Testament, we find wind together with the Holy Spirit, associated with the Holy Spirit. You can find an example of that in Ezekiel 37. And when that happens, when wind is associated with the Holy Spirit, that is a symbol of power. In the Old Testament, fire is also many times associated with the presence of God and His Holy Spirit. It symbolizes purity. It symbolizes cleansing. And the speaking in different languages. Well, that was also something that the Old Testament said would happen when the Holy Spirit came. And that symbolizes universality. That symbolizes the universal work of God gathering in people from all kinds of different places. And so those believers would have known right away, putting all of those things together, they would have known right away, they would have recognized that the Lord Jesus was there. He was filling them with the Holy Spirit. Now, he did this for three reasons. The first reason why the Lord Jesus did this was to keep his promise. In Acts 1, verse 8, he promised that the Holy Spirit would come on them and give them power to be his witnesses. He gave the same promise in John 14, 16 to 18. Jesus said there, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you." And so the Lord Jesus pours out the Holy Spirit on the believers at Pentecost. And he does it to keep his promise. He promised that they would have the Holy Spirit to give them power. He promised that they would have the Holy Spirit to teach them what to say and what to believe. He would guide them through his Holy Spirit. And friends, today, if we are believing in Jesus Christ, if we are resting and trusting in him for our salvation and well-being, we also have been given the gift of the Holy Spirit. Every Christian, every true Christian has the Holy Spirit living in them. The Lord Jesus has also kept his promise today. He gives us the Holy Spirit so that we can live for Christ and be his witnesses. And we don't just have a little bit of the Holy Spirit either. The Holy Spirit has been poured out in our hearts. He lives in us, and so we too can know that the Lord Jesus has not left us alone. He has not left us as orphans. He has come to us, just as he promised in John 14, 18. He lives with us in his Holy Spirit. And that's why Paul can say in 1 Corinthians 6 that we are temples of the Holy Spirit. We are houses where the Holy Spirit lives. The Lord Jesus also filled the believers with his Holy Spirit in order to build his church. That's the second reason. You know, this time of Pentecost, that Pentecost in Acts 2, that was a special moment, a special time in history. There were only about 120 people who believed in the Lord Jesus on that Pentecost morning. That's it. But by the time night came around, God had brought 3,000 more people to believe in the Lord Jesus. How did God do that? Well, when the Holy Spirit was poured out, all these Christians began speaking in different languages. And by doing this, God made it so that all those different people in the city, all those Jews who had come from all over the place, they could understand the good news about Jesus Christ. He opened their ears and their hearts, and many people believed. And these Jewish people from all over the Roman Empire, they went back to their homes and they told other people. And that's how the Lord Jesus used this important special time to build his church very quickly. You know, today, things are different. The Holy Spirit no longer works in this way. Today, we have the fullness of the Bible. We have the Bible, and we have the Bible in many different languages. New languages are appearing, you know, new translations of the Bible into new languages are appearing all the time. Tongues are no longer necessary. The Bible is there to teach everybody. And God uses the Bible to bring people to faith and the preaching of the Bible. But the Lord Jesus still builds and gathers his church. He still uses the Holy Spirit to bring people in. He uses the Holy Spirit and the Holy Bible. Through the preaching of the Bible and the work of the Holy Spirit, people are added to the church today. Special tongue speaking, like we see in Acts 2, no longer has a place in the Christian church, at least not in normal circumstances. Perhaps in an exceptional circumstance where the Bible is not in the tongue of a certain people on a mission field somewhere, maybe. I won't rule that out. But normally, special tongue speaking no longer has a place in the Christian church. You know, God said it in 2 Corinthians 13:8. Love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be made quiet. Today is the day when the Lord no longer uses tongues to build his church. But the Lord still fills people with the Holy Spirit. He still does that, and he's still doing it to build his church. He just does it in a different way. And the final reason why the Lord Jesus filled the believers with the Holy Spirit is to bring glory to himself. Actually, we can say that he did it to bring glory to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In verse 11 of chapter 2, we find that the pouring out of the Spirit led the believers to tell about the wonders of God. They were talking about all the wonderful things that God had done. Notice that they were giving a witness, but they weren't talking about themselves. They were talking about God, about what he had done in the Lord Jesus. And when they did that, they were bringing glory to God. They were making much of him. People were going to be impressed with this God. You can see that at the end of chapter 2 as well. In verse 43, it says, everyone was filled with awe. That means they were amazed. Who were they amazed at? The storytelling abilities of the early Christian believers? No, of course not. They were amazed at God. And from that point on, they kept on meeting together and praising God. They were giving glory to him, lifting his name up. The Lord Jesus filled all these people with the Holy Spirit so that they would give praise to him, so that they would lift up his beautiful name. And today, as we are Spirit-filled believers, you know, there is no other kind of believer. There are only Spirit-filled believers. And as Spirit-filled believers, we have to bring glory to God. God says in 1 Corinthians 10:31, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Do everything so that God's name will get the praise. Don't do it for yourself, for your name, but for his name. And that'll be the work of the Holy Spirit in us, working in us so that we bring more and more glory to the one who saved us and made his own. We always have to point to God and his work. That's our calling as believers. So without the Holy Spirit, where would we be? We'd still be walking in darkness. Without the Holy Spirit, we would still be sons of the devil rather than sons of God. We can thank God that he's poured out his Holy Spirit on us. We can praise the Lord Jesus that he didn't leave Christians all by themselves. He lives with us today, and he will do so until the day he calls us home. And then we'll even be closer to him. Hope today's message has been helpful for you, and I hope you'll join me again tomorrow. Till then, may God bless you richly.
Thank you for joining us today for Gospel Talk. If you've appreciated what you've been hearing on this program and you're not already, we'd like to encourage you to find a Christ-centered church with biblical preaching and teaching. For example, you could go online to www.canrc.org to see if there's such a church in your neighborhood. That website again, www.canrc.org. If there isn't such a church nearby and you'd like to be involved in starting one, we invite you to contact us. You can write us via email at gospeltalk@hotmail.com. That's gospeltalk@hotmail.com. We also have a toll-free number, 1-866-288-1087. That's 1-866-288-1087. Thanks again for joining us this afternoon on Gospel Talk. May Christ's gospel continue to lavishly bless you.